Some time on the playground with some little kids taught me some great lessons about leadership.
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
The game that we were playing on the playground is probably one that is very familiar to you. It was called Follow the Leader. Now, these are young kids. They were probably in the age of first, second, third grade. And we had a great time. We were climbing over equipment and under equipment and through the equipment. And after a while, some of the kids got a little silly as far as the kind of steps that they were taking or the way that they would jump around. Everybody wanted a chance to be the leader. Everybody said, oh, I want to be the leader. I want to be the leader. I usually brought up the tail end of the line of followers because there were some younger kids that they found it difficult to do some of the skills and some of the climbing that some of the older kids did. And so I'd have to give them a boost or help slide them through some areas as we were playing this fun game. But it got me thinking about a blog post that I recently read from theologian T.M. Moore. And let me just share with you something that he wrote right at the beginning. He asks a question, with so many voices clamoring for our attention, urging us to follow them, frequently couched in terms requiring donations to their work, here's his question, how can we know who the real leaders are? Now, in the show notes, I'm going to share a link to Moore's blog post because in that post, he asked three very excellent questions to get us to think about the leaders that we might be following. I love leadership. I love thinking about leadership. I've spent a lot of time studying about leadership. Most of the books on my bookshelf are leadership related. On my blog, I have a whole series of posts that I've called Godly Leadership, and I think I'm up to about 80 posts or so, and every one of them has a tagline in there that will say something like, the mark of a godly leader is, or the mark of an ungodly leader, if we're going to learn from a negative example, is this. And there's a lot of patterns that we can follow, but I've never specifically written about what exactly is a leader. So let's go to somebody in the Bible who was called a leader by many people, and that was the Apostle Paul. What examples can we learn from his life? Well, one of the things that we see Paul writing to the church at Corinth, he says, when I was there, I didn't baptize very many of the new Christians, the new followers, because baptism in that culture a lot of times symbolized my followers. Paul was trying to emphasize these are now followers of Jesus. I don't want them to be followers of Paul. In fact, if they're going to be followers of me, Paul said later on to the church at Corinth, as he said it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, follow my example as I follow Jesus. He didn't say follow me, but he said, I'm doing my best to follow Jesus. And as I do that, why don't you follow my example? In other words, what Paul was saying is, I don't really want you following me. I want you following Jesus, and I'm going to help point the way. In fact, let me give you another verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He says this, my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. In other words, he was saying, I don't want to be so clever that you are saying, Paul, you are an amazing person. Your wisdom is just so profound. You have such great ideas. We're going to follow you. As he said, I want you to see that I couldn't do it on my own. Everything that I did was because the Holy Spirit empowered me to do it, because I'm following the example of Jesus. And so Paul said, don't follow me. Follow the one that I'm following. He says similar words when he writes to the church at Thessalonica. Listen to this. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, this key phrase here, not intending to please people, but to please God who examines our hearts. Again, Paul was saying, I'm not saying what I'm saying because I want to tickle your ears and I want to impress you with what I have to offer so that you're following me. I want you to follow God. Do you see a pattern here? Well, Paul certainly was a great leader, but I think Jesus was hands down the greatest leader that the world has ever known. Jesus, who had all authority, that he could demand that we follow him, that we serve him. Instead, what he said, though, was that he came not to be served, but to serve. See, the lesson that I learned when I was on the playground is that if I was going to be the leader out in the front, I had to turn my back on the line of kids that were following me. I might be doing some fun things, climbing over this thing and around this thing and hopping over that puddle, but I couldn't see what was happening behind me. But when I was the tail end of that line, and I could see that some of the younger kids were struggling in some of those areas, and I got a chance to come over and help them climb up something because I gave them a boost, or I could lift them up and help swing them over that puddle, and they felt like they had jumped over it themselves. They had so much more fun doing that. And you know what? So did I. Leaders aren't trying to get out in front of people and have a mass of people following them, but godly leaders want to make sure that everybody gets to the goal. Godly leaders want to make sure that everybody is following Jesus. And so if they will be out among the people and say, let me help you over this, let me give you assistance here. And so I wrote it down this way. A mark of a godly leader is not one who is trying to build a personal following, but one who is trying to help other people follow Jesus more closely.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to CraigTOwens.com.